88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you once again for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT 88.1, your real love station. Again, I am Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 26 and three-quarter years, none other than in the person of
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration broadcast ministry, which is a well-rounded broadcast ministry, especially formulated to minister to the whole man, primarily in the body of Christ, so that we can be found what our Heavenly Father has deemed us to be, and that is that church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or any such thing. As the Word of God has declared, that if the good man of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up into. And the question remains, if God comes for you right now, is your soul ready? If the Lord comes for you at this very moment, I know you're riding down the road right now. But what about those secret unconfessed sins that you think nobody knows about? Would your soul be in good standing with the Lord? That individual that you know you've done wrong and you've neglected to repent and ask them to forgive you, would your soul be in good standing with the Lord? That is what Moments of Inspiration is about, helping God's people prepare for the coming of the Lord, for the time is coming. Well, the Lord has declared, Minister Mildred, that he's going to separate the sheep from the goat. We're in the process already of him separating the tare from the wheat. On that note, we're going to ask you to call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know that Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, is on the air right on your Real Love station, KAYT 88.1. Minister Mildred, if you so kindly would you share a scripture with us and take us before the throne of grace in prayer?
Yes, I will. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God and the mountains of his holiness. Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we come before you, thanking you and praising you, Lord, for this day. Thanking you, Lord God, because truly, God, you've been so good to us. Lord, truly, you've been good to us, Lord. And for that alone, we want to praise you this morning. We want to thank you for what you're doing. We want to thank you for what you're going to do even throughout this day. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to appreciate, hallelujah, for being alive today.
Oh, yes.
Because so many, Lord, so many didn't make it.
Yes.
But you allowed us once again, Lord. And that's why we got to praise you.
Yes,
Lord, look on the sick today.
Right now.
Some in the ICU. Lord, touch in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, some need to pay the bills. Lord, give them the resources, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, some need to know you in a part of their sin. Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Lord, you have the whole wide world in your hands.
Yes,
do it,
Lord,
for your people today, God.
Right now,
do
Father.
It because nobody but you can do it, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
You alone, Lord God, is able and capable of doing this. Lord, we trust you. We thank you.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus'
Amen.
Holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, we thank and praise God for
Hallelujah.
This opportunity to come before God's people. So many of you are experiencing calamities in your life. You're experiencing heartache, sorrows, and pain. Our hearts go out to those of you that are even experiencing the loss of loved ones. You're preparing to bury loved ones right now. Our prayers go out to you, to our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated in the various penal institutions and the different correctional facilities. Our hearts go out to you. We're consecutively praying for you. Amen, that God will continually open up a door and a way of salvation. Those of you that are even incarcerated for things that you did not do, we're still believing that God will bless that appeal to go through. Those of you that are even preparing to come back home and you said, now, what am I going to do? I don't have a job. I don't have a car. I don't even know where I'm going to live. We are praying that God will open that door for you, and that will he do because God has work for you to be done.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Many of you are just like the colt. Amen. When Jesus told his disciples, that he said, listen, prepare that coat for me, and said, you're going to find him tied up. And many of you are tied up. You're incarcerated right now. You're locked up. But when they sent the apostles, he said, if any man stop you and ask you what you're doing, he said, tell them the master has need of him. And that's what we're saying right now to you that are incarcerated. The master has need for you. And we're declaring and decreeing in the name of Jesus to loose you and let you go.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' holy name. Yes. We're declaring and decreeing that God will cause the manifestation of loosing to take place even now by the power and the authority that is invested in us in the Holy Ghost. Minister Mildred, anybody you want to give a shout out to before we get into the word?
Bishop, I always like to just tell the audience that we appreciate them. And usually we used to have a list and all the time, but I just appreciate everybody, even the ones the Lord is just touching their hearts and mind to receive what's going on, because we're living in the last days, and we just want to just have a shout out to everybody, the ones that's out there in the audience that's listening to us. We want you to receive this word, because we know that we're in the lateness of the hour. Amen. And God's coming back, and we always let you know. And that's like my husband saying, this is a moments of inspiration, amen, to inspire the saints of God, even the ones that don't know him in the pardon of sin, to come get on board. Amen. And we just want to just say a God bless you to everybody that's listening to us in Jesus' great name.
And to you, brothers and sisters, those of you that say, well, you know what, Bishop Townsend, I just appreciate you and Minister Mildred, the word that you are sharing that's helping my walk to be perfected in the things of the Lord. That's what it's all about, brothers and sisters. You see, many times, yes, you are the clay. He is the potter. And this word of God is designated to break you back down and put you back on the potter's wheel and let Christ shape you to be what he wants you to be. Notice I said what he wants you to be. Not what Bishop Townsend wants you to
be.
Not what your pastor wants you to be. Amen. Not what the organization wants you to be, but what Christ Jesus wants you to be. Amen. And I know that we're living in the lateness of the hour, and Christ, amen, is not stupid. He's not an idiot. He knows, amen, that, I mean, when he said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, changes are taking place in the body of Christ. That's why we're not still riding around on donkeys.
Yes.
That's why we're not still riding around in chariots, because the God that we serve is innovative. He is creative, and he has allowed us to operate within the boundaries and the confines of the technological marvels that are here to assist us. But when it comes to his sovereignty, when it comes to the aspect of his spiritual majesticness and his royalty of who he is, that is never going to change, brothers and sisters.
That's right.
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a loving and caring God. But he said he's angry with the wicked. Every day. That's not going to change. And if we're operating in wickedness, Minister Mildred, it's not going to change. If we're operating in lies and deceitfulness, that's not going to change. If we're operating in maliciousness and we're trying to manipulate and control and to just do God's people any kind of way, God is angry at us.
And sometimes, Bishop, and a lot of time, the Lord been set a lot of people free. But, you know, he let us know that we got to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty he done let us set us free and not to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So many times, you know, they go back when God done set them free and start doing the same thing that they were once delivered from.
I agree with you, Minister Mildred. There are people, and that's the danger of thinking that you are exempt. That's the danger of thinking that when the unclean spirit, whatever it is, goes out. Maybe you're not committing fornication. Maybe you're not committing adultery. Yeah. But there were other unclean spirits that inhibited your life. And maybe it was gambling, and God delivered you from gambling, but now you find yourself going back to the boats. You find yourself going back to bingo. Maybe you're not committing fornication or adultery, but God delivered you from pornography, but you're back in it now.
Oh, Lord.
You see, God will deliver you, but if you're not careful, these unclean spirits are looking to come back. Maybe God delivered you from obesity. Maybe he delivered you from gluttony and overeating. Yeah, like I said, you may be not committing adultery and fornication, but if you got that spirit of glutton on you, all sin is unrighteousness in the sight of God. And these are the things that we have to realize and understand. As I said before, many things we learned in the world.
Yes.
That's right. We learned many diabolical and degrading things in the world. Jesus didn't teach us that. The world taught us that.
That's right.
The world didn't. Jesus didn't teach you to try to win that lottery that's 200 something million. The world taught you that. That's right. Jesus didn't teach you, praise be to God, to get into stock markets. The world taught you that.
Amen. He's not a
praise be to God. He didn't teach us that. Amen. He did not teach us these things. The world taught us that. So much of the world that we're bringing back into our life right now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus didn't teach you Teddy Pendergrass turn down the lights. The world taught you that.
Tell it true.
Jesus didn't teach you when I get that feeling, I need sexual healing. Jesus didn't teach you that. The world taught you that. Amen. But that's the reason why when he called Lazarus out of the grave, he said, Minister Mildred, he said, loose him and let him go. What were you talking about, Jesus? In other words, now that he's back alive, take that old stuff off of him.
Grave clothes, gotta go.
Some of us still call in the name of Christ, but we still bound with a lot of old stuff.
Oh, God.
And we to be set free.
Yes, Lord.
From the old stuff.
I
often tell this, amen, if a man or a woman take a bath and you put back on the same clothes, you still stinking.
Yes, Lord.
If Christ has made you free and you still listening to the old stuff that you used to listen to and you ain't got a new mind, God put some new melodies in your head. He wants you to break forth with some new song. Sing a new song into the Lord. Listen to a new song into the Lord. But you still stuck in a worldly frame of mind.
That's it.
And so now what is going on? I'm struggling. I'm fighting. Let me tell you something. Everything ain't Satan. It's your own disobedience.
Disobedience.
That is causing these things to come upon you. Praise be to God. And because he's so loving and he's so caring and he's so kind, he's just like you are to your children.
Yes.
When your children mess up, what do? You ground them. You put them on punishment.
That's right.
Amen. So what he'll do is he will let Satan get so close to you, but he won't let him destroy you.
So that
you can wake up and understand that, look, why am I keep on experiencing what I'm experiencing?
Amen.
Why am I keep on going? Because there should come a time when you enter into his rest. And I know you ain't like the Apostle Paul. You got so much revelation that because of the abundance of revelation, he let Satan just keep on buffeting you. Because if you were like Paul, you'd be out there in the mission field. You'd be getting people saved. You'd be getting folks delivered. So I know that can't be the case. So the thing is, I got to give myself a checkup.
From the neck up.
And to see, is my thinking. Yes, ma'am.
And when you were saying that, it just let us know that we can't do these things and expect the favor of God. You know, how can we live like hell and expect heavenly blessings? It just won't work. Amen. There's a set way that we have to walk before the Lord. We have to live before the Lord. He's a holy God, and he's looking for some holy people. Amen. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. And so the thing about it is that we have to understand that, yes, there's a saying that out there that says, well, you're so heavenly minded until you know earthly good.
Uh-huh.
But I tell you what, you better stay heavenly minded.
Well, I heard another
You better stay heavenly minded because I tell you what, the Bible says in the book of Jude that we must earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Amen. And contend mean that you're going to have to fight to keep this thing. Satan's agenda is to get you to get back worldly minded, to get you to just think that you can do it any kind of way and that God
That's
is pleased with it. And to make you think that, you know what, it's just like this. I got a Burger King salvation. I'm going to have it my way.
Have it my way.
It ain't going to work.
Won't work that way.
That Burger King salvation ain't going to work.
Amen.
Jesus began to perform miracles. Jesus began to open the blind eyes. Jesus began to unstop the deaf ears, Minister Mildred. He began to do miraculous things in the sight of the people. And when he began now, after the miracles had stopped, he said, now let me teach you some things. Let me teach you how you got to live to please my heavenly Father. The word says, Minister Mildred, many of them began to walk away.
Walk away, Bishop?
As long as Jesus was giving them eye candy and ear candy, you're going to attract the crowd with the ear candy. You're going to track them with the eye candy, so to speak. But when you begin to tell people how that they must live to please God, they're going to get their hat and they're going to scat. And if they don't do that, Minister Mildred, they're ready to kick you to the curb.
Amen.
Because they say you're judging me now.
Mm-hmm.
And can't nobody judge me. But brothers and sisters, we're already judged by the word. As I said before, many of the lifestyles that we lived in the world, if we're not careful, we'll try to bring them on over into our newfound life with Christ. And it's not going to work. Jesus said you cannot take new wine and put it in old skin. It's going to burst it. So that means that, you know what, I got to clean up all the way. You know, I think even Harvey Watkins sings a song, said, I got to clean up without a messed up. I'm starting my life all over again. Who messed it up, Harvey? Harvey said, I did.
That's right.
Huh? I made up my mind. I ain't lying no more. Some of us will lie at the drop of a hat.
Bishop.
Some of us will lie just to lie. And let me tell you something. Your lie is going to catch up with you, brother. Sister, your lie is going to catch up. I don't care. Let me tell you something. I don't care how much tithe you pay. Your lie is going to catch up with you. I don't care how many organizations you give to. Your lie is going to catch up with you. I don't care how many orphanages you support. Your lie is going to catch up with you. And all lie is unrighteousness.
He said all liars going to have a part in the lake of fire. So that's what stopped me from lying, Bishop, when I got that.
Well, you know what? We all lie. And if you ain't careful, you'll lie again. Did you pay that bill, Minister Mildred?
Ooh, Jesus.
But you didn't pay it.
A liar.
So the whole thing about it is we have to be on guard all the time. On the time. Bishop, did you go to the store and come straight on back? Yeah. And forgot I stopped and ran my mouth for about extra 15 minutes.
Yes, you did.
Amen. So I've got to be careful. Well, God know my heart. He know what I mean. But listen, if it ain't the truth, it's a lie.
Hey, you a liar too.
That's amen. Praise be to God. Sometimes somebody ask her, can you give me some money? I ain't got no money. You know you got some money.
Got a pocket full
of money. Mm-hmm. Well, I ain't got it for that. Well, you lied. You're supposed to tell them, say, I have some money, but it's already accounted for.
That's all you had to say.
You got some money? I'm broke. You're lying again.
You're lying.
Oh, well, it's for to pay my bills, and after that, I'm going to be broke. Listen to what your confession is. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Many of you have snared your own lives, brothers and sisters, by the words of your mouth. And see, when you're fighting Satan, Satan will take your own words and use them against you. Minister Mitchell, we got about a few minutes, but we're going to go to several scriptures because in marriage and the family, this is what it's going to take to help get our families back right. See, I don't care how upset you get. I don't care how angry you get. You got to watch what comes from your mouth. Because what proceeds from your mouth is life and death. Life and death are in the power of your tongue. And so many of us think, well, you know what? You act like you perfect, Bishop.
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh. But you know what? I'm perfected. I'm not perfect. I'm perfected.
Amen. Each and every day.
Amen. And we reach perfection by the words of our mouth. And you know what? I applaud the preachers that tell the people, watch what come out of your mouth. I applaud the pastors that are constantly on their congregation to let them know that the same power that's in Christ is in you. But as long as you're in a carnal mind, that's why you can't be listening to all this carnal music and think you're going to speak faith when the enemy get ready to come up against you.
Prayer. Oh, my God.
Because when sickness hits your body, you're going to hear, all you're going to hear is Teddy Pendergrass, turn down the lights.
You'll need no turn down the light then. You need some Jesus.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
So you got that down inside
Mm-mm.
of you.
Uh-uh.
That's what's going to come up.
Uh-uh.
Amen. You can't stay in that.
I need to hear something come up in my soul that says victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind victory today. That's what David did, saints of God.
Right.
When he stood before Goliath, he said, you know what? This day God shall deliver you into my hand. But you know what? Many of us on prayer line after prayer line, we're calling this person, calling that person, and we're not standing in the victory. Minister Mildred, if you will, go with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 36 and 37. If you will. Do that for me, if you will.
Yes.
Okay. Do that for me.
Matthew 12,
36 and 37. And tell me what that says.
Okay. Number 36 say, But I say unto you. Oh, my God. That every idle word that men shall speak.
What's going to happen?
They shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment.
Now, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, those of you that say, well, you know what, for those of you that are not trying to be holier than thou, you better get holier than thou. Because the enemy knows when you don't mean business that he is going to destroy you.
Sure, that's what it's going for.
Every time you say somebody make you sick, every time you say I can't stand you, you get on my nerve, these words that emanate from your mouth are, listen, let me tell you something. Either if you got a weapon and you don't know how to use it, it can work against you. Take a 12-gauge shotgun and get ready to shoot it, but you don't know how to hold it, that thing will break your jaw. It'll break your shoulder. It'll knock you to the ground like a horse then kicked you. And so Satan knows that if you don't know how to use this word, he will use this word against you. He tried to do it with Jesus.
Amen. And Bishop, and what about the ones that say, oh, I just love you to death.
My God.
You know what I'm saying? That's very, very damnable, you know?
We're naming this broadcast today, giving myself a checkup from the neck up. Pastors, brothers, sisters, apostles, first ladies, we all got to get in a realm to where we speak the things that become of a sound mind. Yes. A sound mind means I'm stable. I'm not wishy-washy. I'm not believing God today. And then next thing you know, I'm saying, come on, God, you got to do something. No, we're going to be just like those 10 lepers. And he said, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, things got better. Why did they get better? Because they anticipated. They believed that they were going to get better. And brothers and sisters, that's what you got to do. What does it say, Minister Milton? We got about 9 minutes left.
Number 37 said, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned.
So that means to say that no matter, you may be having problems in your marriage, but you keep on saying it ain't going to get no better. You may be going through problems in your finance, but you know what you say? I need a blessing instead of thanking God for your blessing. How in the world you asking God for another blessing and you ain't thought him for the first blessing he gave
you?
And that was his son dying on Calvary. You ain't even got excited about his son giving his life for you yet. You ain't got excited about the blood of Jesus that was shed. I mean, you done just made that like it ain't nothing no more.
My God, so true.
Huh? So now I need a financial blessing. No. You need to get your priorities straight.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise be to God. I need another husband. I need another wife. That one that God gave you is just as good if you treat her like the one that you think you need. If you treat him the way like the man you think you need, he will be that one.
Come on now.
She will be that one. Those children will be. But you know what? You look at them as no good. You look at them as bums. You look at them just like they no good daddy.
My God.
You see? By your words, you are justified.
You're justified.
By your words, you are condemned. But now let me tell you something. When you're fighting against the enemy, brothers and sisters, you cannot fight with a carnal mind. Minister Milton, go with me to the book of 2 Corinthians, please.
Yes.
2 Corinthians chapter 10, starting at verse number 4. Because, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. The same power. And if I ask you, are you born again? Are you filled with the Spirit? If I open up the line right now, every caller would say, yeah, I'm born again. I'm filled with the Spirit. You got the Holy Ghost? Yes, I do. Well, why do you keep going through what you're going through? You know why? Your frame of mind.
Come on. It's so true.
It's your frame of mind. Your frame of mind is keeping you in a dire strait. Your frame of mind is keeping you always needing a financial blessing. I tell you what, for every person on here today that say they need a financial blessing, I challenge you, go out and take what you got and go bless somebody else in need. And you're going to see your financial change in need. I ain't say go bless no pastor. I didn't say go bless no ministry. I didn't say go bless no organization. Go bless a person that's in need. And see, don't your financial changes turn around. Because the law of reciprocity says, whatsoever a man sow.
That shall he sow.
And then it said, if you reap so sparingly.
You're going to reap sparingly. Hey, that's it now.
Now watch this. But if you sow bountifully.
You're going to reap
But now, listen here. That works on both sides of the fence. If you sow bountifully in wrongdoing, you're going to reap bountifully. You didn't want to hear that. I know that bust your bubble. But see, many of us are still reaping bountifully from the things that we have done, even since we done came to Christ. All the lies we done told.
Amen.
Since we done came to Christ. All the people we done cheated and wronged since we done came to Christ.
Backbite.
All the people we done backbited and talked about and gossiped again. And you're still reaping bountifully.
Bountifully reaping.
So, brothers and sisters, we got to get it right. What else does it say, Minister Mildred? 10 and 4. What does it say?
It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God in the pulling down of strongholds.
Brothers and sisters.
My God.
Now, if you're fighting against the enemy, backbiting ain't going to make him get off your back.
Oh, going to keep him on your back.
Telling everybody what you're going through is not what is going to empower you against the enemy. You got to take this word, and you got to tell that devil that he is defeated, and God's word said it. And so now, Lord, I'm thanking you that you've given me power over all the power of the enemy. It's in the book of Luke when the 70 came back and said, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through your name. But Jesus said this. If you're going to stay excited, don't get excited about the blessing I'm going to give you. Don't get excited about how many demons that you can cast out. He said, but more so, rejoice. Yes. And every day that I wake up, I tell him, Lord, I thank you that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's where my power lies in.
Oh, glory.
That's where the authority lies in. That's the weapon of my warfare, because it ain't in how many 38s you got. How many shotguns you got. The weapons of our warfare is not carnal. But see, if you walk in carnality,
that's what
you ain't got no spiritual. You ain't got no spiritual weapon.
That's right.
You got carnal weapons.
Carnal
and that's
weapons.
Why you're living defeated lives. That's why you're still struggling in your flesh.
Mm.
Huh? That's why you're still caught up in perversion.
My God.
Because the weapon of your warfare is in carnality. It ain't in the power of the Holy Ghost. If it's in the power of the Holy Ghost, that's the reason why, amen, diabetes is still eating us up.
Jesus.
Aneurysms is taking us out.
Oh, God.
Gluttony is overtaking us because we are walking in a mind frame of carnality.
And not only that, Bishop, but we're selective in our sin. We like to, you know, we'll make sure that we're not fornicating, adulterating, and doing all of that, you know. But the little things, the little foxes, you know, like you said, the overeating, the gluttony. And, you know, we're sitting back, and our pulpit is full of 600-pound men and women. You know, come on now. We got to get this thing right and get it right. And that means taking on the whole role, not just overlooking some of the little simple things.
Yeah.
But, you know, taking it on. God said he would not. Jesus would not live in no unclean temple. The Holy Spirit is not going to live here.
Amen.
Unless we get it together.
Amen. That's true. That's true. Praise be to God. Amen. And so being that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Number five says what, Minister Mildred?
Number five says casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
See, brothers and sisters, you got to bring down the vain imaginations. You see, the problem is your marriage is going through a problem because you're focusing too much on things of the past.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? You're not focusing on that where the word of God says that if a man be in Christ Jesus, old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. You're still looking in the past, and that's what Satan's job is. Yes. See, he can't never tell God about your future. He can only tell God about your past. And that's what he will use to keep your marriage in shambles. He'll make that wife go to that husband. He'll make that husband go to that wife. But now, what about your future? Will Satan ever say, look, I see God getting ready to bless you? He ain't going to tell you that.
No.
He ain't going to tell you that. And let me tell you something. It's already destined in your word. You don't need Prophet Townsend to tell you that.
I'm going
to
preach up.
It's already in the word. You
it's
just got to you got to pull down the vain imagination of your mind. And as they said before, your imagination is just running wild with you.
My God.
Praise be to God. You don't need another prostitute to prophesy to you. You don't need another liar to lie to you to tell you what God's word already said. It's already in the book. You think I need another man to tell me how to make love to my wife when I already know how to do it? Please.
Oh, God.
It's tight, but it's right.
It's tight.
I don't need another man to tell me what God has already instituted in my life. Brothers and sisters, blessings are instituted in your life already. But the weapons of your warfare, you think that you can use carnality. You think your money is one of the weapons of your warfare. I assure you it's not.
They're going to perish with you.
You think that that's going to balance the scales for every wrong you do. You think you can buy your way out of it? It ain't going to happen. And then here's what Christ said, Minister Mitter, in verse number six.
Yes.
Number six.
And having and a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
Christ is saying, I got your back when you get right.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you go through till you get right.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
Everybody that do you wrong, they ain't got away with nothing. I'm just not letting you see the results of what you want to see. But when you get right in my sight, I am going to recompense you. Why am I going to do that? Because vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. It don't matter if they done you wrong and they doing it intentionally. But God's saying when you get right. But see, you still got some skeletons in your closet that you need to get out of there. You got some things in there that are still not pleasing to God while you're looking at the mote in somebody else's eye. You got some beams that are keeping
God.
You from seeing what God is trying to tell you.
In other words, work on you.
Work
Amen.
On me. Hey, look, we got to go, Minister Mildred. Anything else that you want to share before we go?
Oh, the word was just great, and I thank God for it because it goes to us first and then to everybody out there. So I just appreciate God's word to perfect us in the body of Christ.
Go ahead and lead us in a brief word of prayer before we go. We got about 30 seconds.
Father, we just thank you for this word. We just thank you, God, for what you've done for us, Lord God. We pray that this word would just bless the people out there. Amen. We continue to lift you up, Lord God. Keep us, Lord, in your care. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Family, we love you. You can call us immediately after the broadcast, 662-704-0630. Until next time, Minister Mildred and Bishop Kenny Townsend, we love you. In
bye-bye.
Jesus' name.
And for holiness.
Praise the Lord. We pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to you. And if it has, you can call